Good afternoon. High pressure will bring fair but chilly conditions for this afternoon and for the night tonight. Low clouds may expand back into the region for the day today, so we are expecting a mix of sun and clouds throughout this afternoon as our highs reach towards the mid to upper 30s. Heading into the night tonight, we are looking at clear skies. With that in mind, some temperatures might get very cold, dropping down into the single digits and lower teens. Elsewhere, mid-teens to around 20 for lows can be expected. High clouds do look to work their way into the region heading into the later part of the night tonight into tomorrow morning ahead of the incoming low pressure system that is expected to bring some snow showers to the region for Sunday and into Monday as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather across the country today, a low pressure system will move eastward across the Central Plains and Middle Mississippi Valley today and tonight and into the Great Lakes region by Sunday. North of the low, heavy snow is forecast to spread across the Northern and Central Plains as well as the Upper Mississippi Valley. Ending there on Sunday, a large swath of snow from around 6 to 12 inches are expected from the northern plains into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan, and locally higher snow amounts above 18 inches are possible. High winds are expected and blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of the northern and central plains. Dangerous conditions will make travel almost impossible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperatures extremes ran from a high of 91 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of negative 16 in Malmstrom, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 40s. In Boston, sunny with highs in the mid to upper 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with highs in the low to mid 30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 42 degrees while the average low is 27. The record high was 67 degrees set back in 1933 while the record low was negative 10 set back in 1875. Today's sunrise was at 7:04 a.m. The sun looks to set at 4:23. Tomorrow's sunrise looking to rise at 7:06, while the sun is set to set at 4:22 p.m. We are looking at 8 hours and 17 minutes of daylight for today, losing 2 minutes of daylight heading into tomorrow. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We gradually become sunny this afternoon as our highs approach the mid-30s, and for the night tonight, we stay mostly clear with temperatures dropping down into the single digits for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of the interior southern New England. Plenty of sunshine as our highs approach 40 degrees, and for the night tonight we turn to partly cloudy skies as our temperatures drop to around 20 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies this afternoon as highs approach the low to mid 30s, and for the night tonight looking partly cloudy as temperatures drop down into the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine as our highs only reach towards the low to mid 30s, and for the night tonight looking mostly clear as our temperatures drop down towards the mid teens. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, looking sunny with our highs approaching the mid to upper 30s, and for the night tonight looking mostly clear as our temperatures drop down into the low teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow showers do look to arrive here as we work our way into the early afternoon hours, becoming more widespread and staying with us overnight Sunday and throughout the course of the day on Monday. Snowfall at points could see rates of up to an inch per hour. We may see a few lingering showers early Tuesday morning, then we look to dry out, and for the second half of the week, we start to see more sunshine with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Friday. Thursday looking mostly sunny all those days, highs looking to stay in the mid to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.